Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Philly, there's nothing like a fresh bagel with cream cheese or a bagel sandwich to kick off your morning. Luckily, Philly has an abundance of homegrown bagel places to satisfy all of your carby cravings. A few months ago, CityCast Philly host Trinae Nuri and food contributor Dave Wez debated the pros and cons of the different styles, toppings, and schmears you can find at Philly's best bagel shops. Let's listen again. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Laura Benchoff, filling in for Trinae, and here's what Philly's talking about. CityCast Philly food contributor Dave Wez, glad to see you again.
Always happy to be here.
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about our top bagel spots in the city. We'll talk about the pros and the cons of bagel places. But first, Dave, why do we love bagels?
Well, I love them because they're circular. They have toppings. You can make them into sandwiches. You can spread them. I like how you can do anything with them.
Yeah.
I love bagels.
I love bagels because I have such good memories of getting bagels. My mom and I, we would actually get on a train and go to Penn Station in New York City to get bagels from this spot called Hot and Crusty. I don't think it's there anymore, but we would get a baker's dozen, and then we would get separate bagels for the trip home. So they would be like filled with cream cheese. And yeah, we were just, that's what we did. And then my mom would like give them away to coworkers the next day, or she would freeze them. So yeah.
That's dedication to get a good bagel right there.
But we went all the way to New York though.
That's a family trip. We're getting bagels. Get in.
Oh man, yeah. Dave, are bagels the perfect hangover remedy?
Ooh. I would put it up there. Especially like a good, like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Mm. Get a little bit of that grease and the cheese and the egg. Yeah, I think that would bring me back to life any day.
All right, before we get into who reigns supreme in Philly's bagel scene, we have to talk about our favorite types of bagels. Dave, I love an everything bagel. The pro to an everything bagel is that it's got all the flavors, but the con is that it's got all the flavors, and that could get into your teeth. What about you, Dave?
I do like an everything bagel from time to time, but I usually do like a sesame seed or an onion bagel if I see it.
Okay.
Or if I see something like I've never had before or something unique, I'll usually opt to get something unique. I think sometimes the everything bagel, it's like a punch in the face of all the different flavors, which I like sometimes, but I'll go for something unique. Or the sesame seed, usually.
Okay, let's get to the debate at hand.
All right.
Where is your go-to bagel spot?
Ooh, I really like, I got a bunch, but I'm going to say the first one comes to mind is Kettle Black. They're located in Northern Liberties. I like Kettle Black because they are the sourdough bagels, which have an amazing flavor, and they have a really good chew on the bagel, like as all good bagels should have.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't think I ever had a sourdough bagel.
Oh, okay. It's so, it gives it that nice sourdough bread taste. Kettle Black is a, what they like to call like a micro baker. So they do like batch things. I guess a pro to them would be not only do they make good bagels, but they make good cookies and croissants. You're not getting a bad baked good coming out of that shop.
Do you have a con to this spot?
A con would be you can't pre-order. It's first come, first serve. So you better wake up early. Early bird catches the worm, you know?
Like you said, you got to get there early.
Yeah. Another one I'd want to add is Essen Bakery. So I've been coming here for a while now. Another bakery that not only makes really good bagels, but all really good baked goods. I haven't had anything bad out of this shop. But they have this sourdough and rye New York style bagel, which is unique because you have the sourdough and the rye, and it's really good. I would say some of the best pastries in general, bagels, pies, cheesecakes, are coming out of this shop. And Essen Bakery is located on East Passion.
Okay, I feel like before we get too deep into this debate of who has the best bagel in Philly, we got to talk about spreads. Dave, did you know that Philadelphia cream cheese was actually invented in New York State back in 1872?
Get out of it. That's a fraud. It's not made in Philadelphia.
I know. I'm so pissed off. Okay, so that's according to Kraft Heinz Company.
I would keep that. If I was them, I would keep that a secret. You don't want that leaking. New York cream cheese?
I know, but then it's called Philly. I don't know. Anyway, how do you take your bagel? Plain cream cheese? Vegetable cream cheese? Strawberry or some type of fruit spread? Butter or lox?
So I do the cream cheese. I don't actually use Philadelphia cream cheese anymore. I switched over to Perrysted cream cheese, which is a local creamery in Kensington, award-winning cheeses, and he makes a fabulous cream cheese.
Nice. I'm there with you on the plain cream cheese. Nice. Back in the day, I was into like strawberry cream cheeses and like onion vegetable type cream cheeses, but that's it takes a lot on your breath. So I'm going for the plain cream cheese on my everything bagel.
There you go. And you do Philadelphia cream cheese? You have a brand loyalty?
I'm not loyal to any brand, but I do prefer like whipped cream cheese because it's easier to spread on your bagel.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Good old cream cheese. Trine, what would you say is the perfect amount of cream cheese?
Oh, that's a good question. I love it when the bagel is hot, fresh out the toaster or the oven or wherever it came from.
Yeah.
And like the cream cheese is oozing out of the bagel.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, speaking of spreads, you mentioned a local creamery, but where else do you like to go and get a good bagel and a good spread?
So I love going to Schmear, which is located in University City, and you guessed it, they have a lot of Schmears there.
Okay, so what's your favorite Schmear?
So my favorite Schmear at that location is what they call a Philly roll. Have you ever gotten a Philly roll, like a sushi Philly roll?
Yes, yes. And that has cream cheese in it.
Yeah. So it's almost the same thing, but instead of on rice, it's on a bagel. So it has cream cheese, chopped lox, which is smoked salmon, cucumber, wasabi, and a little bit of soy sauce. So it's almost like you're eating a sushi roll on a bagel. Game changer.
That is mind blowing. This is insane. Never heard this. Amazing. All right. Any cons to Schmear it?
No, I think I like Schmear it. I like they think outside the box with a lot of their schmears and their bagels. So I guess the con would be if you're a traditionalist, this might not be the bagel place for you.
So where else has a good spread on a bagel?
Another spot is Bart's Bagel in West Philly. Now, my go-to here is the smoked fish Diablo, which comes with a pastrami smoked fish, a white fish salad, long hot cream cheese, and pickled jalapenos. So it is a spicy bagel. Whew. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a lot. It's a lot of flavors on there.
Okay, that's your pro. I would say I've never been yet and I haven't tasted, but a con could be that it could be too spicy.
Yeah. Oh, for that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you don't like fish, then you're probably not going to like lox. So, because I got buddies that they're not into seafood or fish. They think it's like gross, but I just tell them they need to grow up. We're in our 30s.
All right. More on this great bagel debate after the break. This is CityCast Philly. Okay, back to the bagel debate. I'm going to add a little recommendation in here.
Yeah.
I love Need Bagels. Actually was one of the first spots to introduce me to different flavors of bagels, different cream cheese spreads, like honey and lemon flavors in their spreads. So that's one of the pros. But one of the cons is that they close too early. A lot of these bagel places are not open in the afternoon. So Need closes at like, they're not open on Mondays. I think their store hours throughout the week are like 7:30 a.m., but then they close around 1:30.
That is early. But no, I totally agree with you because sometimes you want a bagel at the end of the day. I feel like they could probably make some really good business staying a couple hours later than they do. Like one, like noon and one is really early to me.
Yes, for sure. Now, are bagels only meant to be eaten in the morning?
No, I feel like you can eat bagels all the time. Look at Bagel Bites. Bagels in the morning, bagels in lunchtime. How's this jingle go?
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. On a bagel.
Yeah, there you go. I think the Bagel Pizza Bites proved you could eat them whenever you want.
Now, you know what I was thinking about?
What's that?
Philly does not do enough pizza bagels.
I don't think anyone does.
Now that we mentioned it. Add it to the menu.
Someone could be making a lot of money right now in Philadelphia.
A lot of kids grew up on pizza bagels.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, have you tried Need Bagels?
Yeah, I've actually been there. And I'd agree with you. They have some really cool flavors there. Like off the top of the head, like some interesting ones that I haven't seen at other places. Or I think they have like a Jamaican jerk chicken or a jerk spice that they have. And then they have a good za'atar, which is becoming more popular in Philadelphia. And then I believe they have like a black sesame bagel, which was really interesting. As I said before, I love sesame. So I don't discriminate. White sesames, black sesames, they're both just as delicious.
Okay. And for those who are Googling it real quick, if you're on your drive and you need to get a bagel, Need Bagels is located on Walnut Street, downtown. Okay, Dave, you mentioned this za'atar bagel, and I want to talk about styles of bagels. There's so many different styles in Philly, but I want to start with one that is literally called Philly Style Bagels. They've got locations in Fishtown and Old City. What to you is a Philly style bagel?
So I actually recently read an article from WHYY, Friday Arts, and they're fermented in small batches, hand rolled, boiled in local yards beer. Like, sign me up, right?
Right.
Dip me in beer. And that's what makes it Philly style. And they're baked on wood planks too.
Nice. And a lot of the bagel places that I love to go to, which I'll talk about another spot later in the show, that firewood oven, I feel like is so essential to making a great bagel. Our executive producer, Laura Benchoff, says on their website, they have a pizza bagel.
Oh, they got a pizza bagel.
They got a pizza bagel. I gotta go.
That's awesome. Another awesome bagel shop in Philly, which is a little bit different, is Kfar Cafe, which serves a Jerusalem bagel. And these bagels are elongated, I guess you would say. So they're long bagels, not like fat and circular. They're more like long ovals. And my favorite's the sesame. I would say you could check them out at Rittenhouse neighborhood, Center City West. And my go-to order there is their sesame seed bagel, Jerusalem bagel, with eggs, za'atar, and Cooper Sharp American. It just makes for a really creamy breakfast sandwich.
Okay, you got to tell me the cons to this place, though.
Cons. I don't know. Nothing comes to mind. Another good spot is Vanilla, spelled all fancy. Or at least I think that's how it's... I pronounce it Vanilla, but it's spelled like V-A-N-I-L-Y-A. I think they're just like a play on the words. Unless it's Vanilla, yeah. I give these businesses my money to eat their food. I'm sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, but they also have a really good za'atar bagel. very tasty. And they're located in South Philly on East Pass Yonke Ave.
Any cons?
Cons? Can't think of any cons right now.
Okay. Another style of bagel is a New York style bagel, which are actually really good. Dave, do you have any places that serve New York style bagels?
So I will say a New York style bagel or definitely like a New York bagel is something special. So when you can find something that comes close to it, you got to keep it on your list of go-tos.
And these bagels tend to be bigger and fluffier, I feel like.
Yeah, they definitely boil them. Like they have their technique down pretty well. I would say like for our area, New York Bagels in Overbrook is really good. It's a solid place that they've been there for a while. Yeah, I would recommend that spot.
So Dave, on your list, you have a Bialy bagel. I'm not really familiar with that style of bagel. So help me out here.
So I didn't know what a Bialy was until I guess maybe when I was in high school or college, because on The Sopranos, they were eating them. And I was like, I don't know what this is. And there wasn't Google back then. So it wasn't until like I made the trip up to New York to a bakery where it's a bagel, but without the hole. And instead, they press the hole down and they'll fill it with stuff. So like they can fill it with egg or they can fill it with different toppings like pepperoni and cheese. But it's in where instead of the hole, it's a divot and they fill it. But it's very similar to a bagel, in my opinion.
So where can we get one of these Bialys in Philly?
That's Kismet. They have bagel locations throughout the city, but they only have a Bialy shop in the Reading Terminal. And they do collaborations all the time. With other chefs, and they have really creative toppings, I guess you would call it. They have like a buffalo chicken. And if you're in the Reading Terminal, I know you have a lot of options, but if you're looking for like a bagel or something like a bagel, I would highly recommend stopping by their shop.
Great. I guess a con to that would be you gotta fight through Reading Terminal to get it.
Yeah. It can be, especially during the holidays, it can be quite busy, but I guess that's also the excitement of the Reading Terminal, the hustle and bustle of it.
For sure. Dave, I got a recommendation for you.
Yes.
This spot is all over the Delaware Valley. It's called Spread. And one thing I love is that they call themselves a bagelry, not like a bakery, but a bagelry. I think that's cute. Anyway, they use the style, the Montreal style, which is baking bagels with a wood fire. Like I said before, I think that brings out that crispiness of a bagel that I always look for. They've got tons of bagel flavors, bagel spreads, but their breakfast sandwiches are top tier. They've got like a chicken cheese steak, and
what?
You can add mushrooms and spinach and onions and tomatoes, like whatever you want, they will put it on there.
I've actually never been to Spread, so I'm going to have to add this to my list. Chicken cheesesteak, you sold me.
Yeah.
You sold me.
Now, the only con I could think of is that this could be similar for all of the bagel spots that we mentioned, is that you have to eat these bagels the same day. Having one of these bagels the next day, they tend to not be as fresh. They tend to be a little more hard and crunchy, kind of like a crouton. But like, you got to eat these bagels the same day.
I would agree with that. Or you got to freeze them. And even after you freeze them, bagels aren't the same as some other things, like freezing bread or something. But like you said, croutons is a great way to reuse the bagel or make them into a pizza bagel.
Pizza bagels! Okay. In conclusion, in this great bagel debate, what's your next bagel order?
Ooh, next bagel order. I actually, I don't know. That's a hard question. How about you go first?
Let me think. You gave me some great places. My go-to spot, Spread. I got to go with Spread. It's so good. But I really do want to try a Bialy, the Sitar, and I definitely want to try the Philly-style bagel.
Yeah. Well, how about that? I'm going to also say Spread because I have not been there. And the chicken cheesesteak sounds amazing on roasted chicken, cheese, on a bagel. That's definitely going to be my hangover bagel.
All right, that was CityCast Philly food contributor Dave Wez. Dave, I'm always leaving our conversations more hungry than we started.
Same here.
That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about Philly's bagel scene, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, if you want more recommendations for where to eat and drink in the city. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Friday News Roundup. Bye.